Richard Dunham, let's start. Politics is a game of intrigue and power in the United States.
True, and more so than ever. Right now, politics has become a blood sport of winning and losing, not about policy, about the ultimate results, but about beating the other person.
Presidents want to be remembered for big enterprises, the kind invented by force if necessary.
False. I think presidents want to be remembered fondly, but not necessarily for big things or for little things. I think Barack Obama would be very happy to be remembered as a president of historical importance who maybe accomplished big things, but if it was for who he was, that would be fine.
Series like House of Cards alienate ordinary Americans from politics.
True, but for good reason. House of Cards is an exaggeration of reality, but it reflects a lot of reality and a lot of perceptions of Americans of what politics is like. So I do believe that it reinforces the negative views that Americans have of politicians, often for good reason.
Trusted journalists travel with the president in Air Force One.
False. Or true. The answer is journalists travel with the president on Air Force One. It is not necessarily journalists the president trusts. It is journalists for certain news organizations. So the main wire services, plus the major newspapers such as the New York Times, plus a pool representative, meaning a representative of the regional newspapers, a representative of radio networks, a representative of the broadcast television networks, not chosen by the president.
American politics is partly based on slandering political opponents. Nasty rumors are started deliberately.
I'm sorry that I would say true. I think it's an exaggeration to say that that is the basis of American politics or that rumors are necessarily false. But so much of American politics has been about character assassination, not literal assassination as in House of Cards, but in hurting the opponent, that spreading rumors, I think, has become part of it. But usually rumors themselves will not do you in unless there is some basis in fact.
An American politician has to be rich.
False. It helps to be rich. It helps to be rich to be elected, but you do not have to be rich. However, you have to have access to people with money. Campaigns are so expensive, and if you don't have the money, your opponent or your enemies will. So it has become very important to either have money or to have access to money. And that's on both sides of the political spectrum.
Ideology has somewhat disappeared from the politics. Policymakers now only fight for their own benefits.
I think that's definitely false. If anything, ideology is more important than ever. That both parties are more extreme than they have been. And for example, this upcoming Republican presidential race in 2016 will be largely about ideology, who is the most conservative and the most hawkish on foreign policy and the most pro-religion of the candidates. I think a lot is about personality, but I think that American politics more and more is being driven by ideology, which is not a good thing because it's more about extreme ideology than any kind of compromise or working together.
The president and senators have people who do their dirty work, who cover up murders or minor blunders.
Well, that's false and true. Cover up murders is false, but they do have people who you would call spin doctors. They do have people who, in the description of a former White House chief of staff, clean up after the elephants after the parade, and so it's their job to clean up the mess. But I don't think that is significantly different than it ever has been. I've covered American politics for 30 years, and there always have been people like that out there. I do think House of Cards did exaggerate the idea of cleaning up murders and true crimes. But I do think, if not crimes, it's misdemeanors that they cover up.
Individual businessmen affect the content of politics.
True. Individual businessmen can impact politics itself, both as individuals and especially as groups, whether that group is a business organization such as the Chamber of Commerce or the National Association of Manufacturers, or whether it is an industry such as the technology industry. But wealthy business people like the Koch brothers, it's two of them, can put in billions of dollars to affect the political world, to shape it in their image, at least to try to do that.
Conciliating politicians can't hack it in political power games.
False, but with a big caveat. I think that it is harder and harder for conciliatory politicians to succeed. I still believe in the end you would have nothing happening in Washington if you did not have deal makers. So there still are some people who can achieve success by bringing the sides together, but it's very few of them who want to do it. So I think the ones who are successful at being conciliatory will actually become more and more powerful in this world of the two sides being so separate.
Politicians have closets full of skeletons and therefore need to be flexible all the time and promise all kinds of things to interest groups.
False, again, with a warning that there are politicians with skeletons, but I think that overall that is an exaggeration. I think that the skeletons are more things that are out of the closet, like their voting records or people who have given them money. I don't think it's so much things that are hidden, but things that are hidden in plain sight, not in the closet.
A politician must have a family. A single person has to explain his or her status all the time.
True, but not completely true. There are some politicians who are not married, who just will not explain their status. But it's a whole lot easier if you have a spouse and a family.
And then I have two extra questions. How many presidents have you met?
Let's see. It probably is five, starting with the first George Bush, Bill Clinton, second George Bush, maybe it's four, and Barack Obama. I mean, I covered some events with Ronald Reagan. No, I five with Jimmy Carter. That's right. I covered events with Richard Nixon and with Ronald Reagan, but I did not actually meet them.
And who's the next president of the United States?
Well, the easy bet would be Hillary Clinton, only in that she has a certain path for the Democratic primary if she wants the nomination. But just like saying 8 years ago, if you had asked me at this time, I probably would have said Hillary Clinton, and we noticed that she was not elected president in 2008. So anything can happen.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yep, you're welcome.